Hi, this is Donna Reish, aka Language Arts Lady, with episode number 31 of 10 Minute Grammar. For episode number 31, we are going next level verbs. So we started out this whole podcast series with the first 12 episodes or so being about parts of speech. And we did just basic kind of what are the 10 parts of speech in order, why we learn them in that order, teaching tips and so forth. And now we are moving on into next level parts of speech. So we started a few weeks ago with noun marker, which is, of course, the three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. Then the next week we talked about nouns, person, place, thing, and idea. Of course, a noun marker marks, it's also called an article, it marks a noun, it tells you that a noun is coming. Then last week we did adjectives, which of course describe nouns. So we want to keep the things together that go together, or that describe each other, or that have affiliation with each other. So then that took us to the sneaky cat, but we're still not ready to write a sentence. And of course we know that grammar is for speaking and writing. And so we need to write those sentences. So we need, of course, a verb. So we have now the sneaky cat climbs, and we can write as many sentences as we want with a noun marker, an adjective, a noun, and a verb, using a noun as the sentence's subject, right? Of course, you can just do it with the subject, the noun as the subject, and the verb. Dogs bark. Cats climb, children play, right? But we are going through the parts of speech in a systematic order that they make sense according to what they do and what they describe and their affiliation with other parts. So today we are moving into episode number 31, next level verbs. So I start out with teaching my first three kinds of verbs. And there are literally dozens of kinds of verbs. When you stop and think about being, helping, linking, modals, stems, base, helping, transitive, intransitive, past, present, future perfect, right? We go on and on and on with the verb teaching. But I start with these first three because they are the foundations for good writing. So the first one is action verbs. The next one is being, helping, and linking verbs. And the third one is infinitive. So I'm going to go through each of these three kinds of verbs and tell you why we start out with those, and what the importance of those verbs are in teaching the first parts of speech. So first of all, action verbs. Action verbs, of course, are your sentence's forward motion. We always tell students that you want your verbs to be active, that you want your verbs to speak for themselves without even needing describers, right? And so actually, once my students learn how to add adverbs and adjectives via my checklist challenge, the chart where they edit their own papers using an objective chart. Then later on, when they're older, they actually do the opposite and they have to take out adverbs and make their verbs so strong that an adverb is not even needed. So yes, verbs are the forward motion of our sentences. Verbs, of course, tell what the subject is doing. So what a person is doing, what a thing is doing, whatever the subject of the sentence is doing is usually an action verb. Students often have trouble with action verbs because they think they have to be action. So they might say, yes, running is an action verb. Jumping is an action verb. Skipping is an action verb. Biking is an action verb, but sleeping is not, right? So we want them to understand that anytime the person or the thing, the subject of the sentence, is doing anything at all, if it's not just being, it is action, even if it feels inactive. All right. And we need to, of course, learn action verbs right off the bat to be able to match our verbs especially if it's an action verb by itself, jumps, runs, climbs, right? Want to be able to match that in subject, that would be in number, right? And in person, how many, and also in tense, right? So all of that comes about with the action verb. The second kind of verb that I teach is the being, helping, and linking verb. Now, you can have a lot of categories of these in your grammar book. You might have a list of being, you might have a list of helping, you might have a list of linking, you might have a list of modals, you might have overlap among those, right? Because has can be a helping verb, like has given, or it can be a verb all by itself, a state of being, he has the flu, right? And so because of that, there are so many different categories of verbs that I took all 36 of the being, helping, and linking verbs and put them all together in one category called BHL verbs, being, helping, and linking verbs. And this is a reason that I did that. And that is they all act the same. If they're all by themselves, they don't take an adverb, right? We don't say he was happily. If they are with another verb, it is because they're telling when or the number or something like that. He has gone, they have gone. So they all act very similar to each other. So it's really good to put those all together and learn all 36 of them. And then we go one step further with that. And of course, they have to match those with, in the same way that they have to match the action verb when it's by itself, they have to match the BHL verbs in subject, person, and tense as well. Another beauty of being, helping, and linking verbs is that once students learn all 36 of those, they can become very strong story writers. So what I do with my students is I will have them go through all of their sentences of a story and find where they have a being, helping, or linking verb all by itself. So not being used as a helping verb, like was, gone, has written, you know, are coming, but rather all by themselves. She was sad. He was serious. They were late. And then I have them get rid of being, helping, and linking verbs that are all by themselves, because story writing needs forward motion and it doesn't need passive sentences. It doesn't need inaction. It needs action. And finally, why infinitives? Infinitives are the verb to plus another verb. And I can remember learning infinitives when I was in school with infinitives, participials, and gerunds. Do you remember that? Infinitives, participials, and gerunds. But I separate those out and teach infinitives immediately. And the reason is because infinitives are easily confused with prepositional phrases. So from the beginning, my students learn that to plus an object is a preposition. To is a preposition in that prepositional phrase. To the store, to town, to mom. But to plus a verb is not a preposition. It is an infinitive, a special verb called an infinitive. To plus a verb, to run, to jump, to be. And it is really important to be able to tell the difference between those two right off the bat. Because first of all, they can think that they don't even have a verb in their sentence if they see to run and they don't recognize it as their sentence's verb. They can also think that they have a verb anytime they have to with any word. So they have to be able to distinguish to as a preposition and to as the beginning of an infinitive. They also need to be able to distinguish the two from each other because they need to get rid of prepositional phrases mentally in order to match their subjects and verbs together. So in the case of the boy along with the girls was, you ignore along with the girls because it's a prepositional phrase. the boy was, even though girls is right up against it. So I teach my students from the beginning to tell the difference between a 2 plus a verb is an infinitive, a 2 plus an object is a prepositional phrase, and we get rid of prepositional phrases mentally so that we can match our subjects and our verbs more clearly. So thank you so much for joining me for another episode of 10 Minute Grammar. I'd love to have you subscribe at YouTube or iTunes and follow me on Instagram. Of course, if you subscribe at Language Arts Lady blog, you get all of the outlines and everything each week in your email as well. I will see you on the next episode of 10 Minute Grammar.